Our first speaker is Dr. Susan Swider, and she is a professor at the Department of Community and Systems and Mental Health Nursing at Rush University in Chicago. She's currently the specialty coordinator for the Advanced Public Health Nursing DNP program, a distance program which attracts public health nurses from across the nation to study at Rush. And she's going to speak to us today about public health nursing effectiveness, 20 years of evidence.
Okay. So I'm actually not going to do anything historical, really. So I'll be the non-historical speaker here for you, because really, it's historical in the sense of it's 20 years, the last past 20 years. But really, the purpose behind this little bit of work that I did with my colleagues, Pam Levin, who many of you know, and Virginia Rising, who was a grad student of ours and now runs health promotion programs for a local FQHC, the reason we did this was because, no relationships to disclose. I always forget that one. Was really because of some of the things that many of you have already been talking about at the, over the last few years and at the conference to date, at least in some of the sessions I've been at, which is we know what our history is, and there was home visiting, and there was all the way to kind of social reform and the work of Nancy Milio and Lillian Wald and the heroines that we like to model ourselves on in many ways, but we're having trouble with what the role of public health nursing is currently. And for a whole variety of reasons. So, for example, the section this morning just approved a revision of the definition, which is good. We have something we can all go back to. But when you look at the current role of public health nurses, especially at the generalist level, it's really becoming problematic. If you've looked at the enumeration study, you've seen that not only are our numbers going down in official health departments, but that health departments are cutting back on their individual clinical care services, which then further causes them to lose nursing roles. And there is a whole lot of discussion around whether the remaining nurses, whether the jobs that they're filling need to be filled by nurses. So you've all heard the argument of we don't need any more public health nurses. This particular role can be done by a fill-in-the-blank, community health worker, community health educator, social worker, less expensively and as effectively, if not more so. So that's a constant theme for the specialty. And so although I think that there's a lot of new opportunities coming up for us under the Affordable Care Act, we're still having to struggle with this. What is the unique intersection of nursing and public health? What is it we do best? And then have that evidence to disseminate to people to say, so this is where you need nurses. So there may be some of the roles that nurses have traditionally done in official agencies that we're not going to do anymore, because indeed someone else can do them less expensively and at least as well. That may be true, and that's maybe just a reality we have to live with in these days of kind of constrained resources. But what's our sweet spot? What's the thing that you really need to have clinical judgment and public health knowledge? So we wanted to go back historically and take a look at what do we have evidence for in the last 20 years that we're really good at, and will that help inform the kinds of roles that we're going to argue for in health departments? So that kind of summarized that slide. I do want to say I think under the Affordable Care Act there are some new opportunities. So the other side to this is what's traditionally been our sweet spot, what do we do well, and the other side to this is when you look at some of the new things that are coming up in the evolving and changing healthcare system, what amongst those roles should nurses be particularly on top of, particularly arguing that these are important roles for us? And I listed a couple here. I mean, we all know about the nurse-family partnership. Care coordination is just one of those things that actually I think we're probably behind on already. It's an awful lot of programs going out there for care coordination. I don't think we've done a good enough job at explaining why this is a nursing sweet spot. So that's why we went into this work, was to say, let's go back and look at the evidence, the most recent evidence, and say, what is it that we're really good at? So what we did here was investigate the evidence base for public health nursing across a variety of interventions and populations. We looked at the last 20 years, PubMed and CINAHL. I listed for you the key words that we used here. Our real focus was database studies. So we didn't want anything descriptive. We didn't want anything conceptual. We wanted anything that interventions that were done by a public health, community health nurse, and then actually had outcomes listed with them. So what did we find? We had 5,000 abstracts that came up that fit our fairly broad search terms. We initially reviewed 119 articles and coded 39 of them. And then we kept feeling like we were missing something, that there was things that would come up that was like, you know, this study didn't make it via our search mechanism. So we did an ancestry search. We went into the ones that we grabbed and we looked at their bibliographies or the reference lists and went back and looked at those. So that added an additional 25 to the ones that we coded. So we coded a total of 64 articles, okay, over the last 20 years. And these are the variables we looked at. So we were interested in what was the design of these studies. What was the background of the nurse? What was the nurse supposed to be? Who was it that was supposed to be doing this intervention? Where was the setting for it? What was the intervention per se? What did that nurse do? What outcomes did they measure? What significance did they find? And then kind of did they mention psychometrics? So we weren't evaluating the psychometrics, but just did they even look at that as part of the study? So these are the types of studies we had. So there were 64 total. Mostly, half of them were RCTs, which was a nice finding that we didn't originally expect. And then you can see about a quarter of them case control, about a fifth cohort, and then a couple of case studies. Mostly urban or not specified. About a fifth of them rural, but mostly urban or kind of a mixed population is the setting. Mostly, and this would be no surprise to anyone who's practiced in public health nursing, mostly high-risk maternal child, but high-risk populations in general, and with risk being defined very broadly, and most of the populations under study having multiple risk factors. So this was a little trickier. What was the background of the nurse that was supposed to be the interventionist? And about half the studies just said a public health nurse, a nurse from the health department, a nurse from, you know, didn't give much other than that. About a third of the studies just said a nurse and didn't say anything about his or her background or whether they had any education or any experience in community. They just said this was a nurse doing the intervention. 6% nursing students with faculty projects, about 3% graduate preparation, 3% said CNS but didn't talk any more about in what or doing what, and then about 6% of the studies were as part of a team, a nurse as part of a team, usually with a social worker and a community health worker. The types of interventions or the settings for the interventions were mostly in the home. That's at least the ones that were in the reported literature, so about 3/4 of them in the home setting. The types of intervention, well, again, most of them were aimed at maternal child, and I use that very broadly, so some of them were prenatal and pregnancy, some of them were postnatal, parenting up until the first couple of years of life, we categorized all as maternal child. About a fifth of them were chronic disease behavior management, and a few screening, and a few kind of generalized prevention. So what did we measure, or what did these studies measure? The outcomes that were measured were quite broad and quite, and of course each study measured multiple outcomes, but over all of the 64 that we looked at, about 26% looked at what you would consider to be clinical physiological outcomes, over a third looked at behavioral, some looking at attitudes, some at access, very few at health knowledge, so it was nice to see we didn't have a lot of those old health education kind of studies out there, and then just a smattering of kind of generic outcomes that were hard to categorize in any specific way. And the significant findings were all over the board. So they were across all of these. So in almost every study, there were significant findings, a fair amount of them. So the nurses in these studies did well in changing physiological outcomes, behavioral outcomes, attitudinal access, even health knowledge. So very effective, by and large, at the types of roles and the types of interventions they were doing. One of the downsides, well, I'll get to this in a minute, so I won't say it now. So one of the downsides to this were there was very little data on the interventions themselves. What exactly did the nurse do? So in some cases, if you remember back, they didn't say what setting it was, and in a lot of cases, they didn't say much about, well, she did a home visit to talk about growth and development of children. That was kind of it. They would report visit counts, but not a lot of detail about the intervention or what we did to prepare for it. Now, if it's a big study, like a lot of these studies were NFP, they had multiple other articles that might not have been databased that talked about the intervention. But outside of NFP, quite a few of the other articles really didn't tell you much about what the nurse was doing at all, other than perhaps home visiting. So that was one of the limitations. Another of the limitations was the studies that we still feel like we might have missed, somehow even in our ancestry search, and then we never did look at the gray literature, so, you know, dissertations, all of those things that don't make it into the into the categorized abstracts. So what did this kind of show us? You know, it was the good and the bad of what we wanted. So what we wanted to see was what that nursing sweet spot was, and I would still contend it's that dovetailing of public health and nursing clinical judgment. And in fact, if you look at NFP, one of the nice things they did was compare who was most effective in their intervention. And they say very specifically nurses were the ones they tried, community health workers, and I think internationally they tried social workers. And they felt, in talking to the investigators for NFP, that the reason nurses were most effective was because that they were had the ability to work with the mom and take a look at her and talk to her about physiological changes as well as do the coaching kind of mechanism. But you didn't see a lot of verification for that. So that was our anticipation going in. We were happily surprised to find so many interventions that had been studied that were done by nurses, but you really, they were so broadly, again, except for NFP, they were so broadly defined and single study, single study, single study, that you really can't compare a lot, and you really can't draw a lot of concrete conclusions. We're nowhere near a Cochrane review, let's just put it that way. There's no, you know, the outcomes are all over the place, the interventions are not terribly specified, there'd be very little way to compare and contrast and make some judgments about the actual interventions that seem to be most effective. Largely maternal child, some chronic disease, both in kids and in adults, which you would guess given our history. We came out feeling very strongly that we need to do more multi-site interventions of promising interventions, multi-site studies of promising interventions. So much like NFP, which, you know, came back after 15 years and did it in this population, in this population. There were a couple of others in nursing, but by and large, no, they were one-shot deals, and we really need to look more at working together on issues and coming up with some common measures that we think are nurse-sensitive and then looking at those across different regions of the country. It's nice, it's very encouraging that nursing effectiveness seems to be across a wide variety of outcomes, but again, we really need to get much more specific if we're going to be able to say, this is what nurses can clinically do that nobody else can, and this is what where we need to be situated to do that, and this is the value of our specialty to improving the health of the public. Thank you.